Matthew chapter 22, verse 34 to 46. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. This is inseparable from the first commandment. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? They say unto him, The son of David. He said unto them, How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said unto my Lord, Take notice that the first Lord is in all capital letters. That is the name of Jehovah. Jehovah. God said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool. If David then called him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word. Neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. The topic of our message is, Can puny man outwit God? Number two. Can puny man outwit God? In our previous sermon, we had the Pharisees, the enemies of Jesus, and they came and asked him a question, thinking that they would be sure to catch Jesus. And that is, can we give pay tribute to Caesar? If they said yes, they would be against the Jews who hated the Romans. If they say no, they would offend naturally the Romans. Well, Jesus said, Show me a coin. What is on this coin? The figure, they say, is Caesar. And they stammered to answer him. Then Jesus said, Render to Caesar therefore the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. How can puny man outwit God? Because they did not believe Jesus is God. They tried to say things to entangle him and to catch him. But Jesus catches them back all the time. and they were greatly ashamed. Today's sermon leads us to a lawyer asking him, what is the greatest commandment? And he thinks that he will put Jesus in trouble. This lawyer is supposed to have learned 613 laws, and they are partly positive and partly negative. Jesus answered him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. But let me tell you, there is a second law linked to this, inseparable, and that is, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In fact, this is putting the Ten Commandments into the positive way. The Ten Commandments are mostly negative, but Jesus now puts it into the positive. You must love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. And another place adds even, and with all thy strength. You must put God first, and then secondly, you must love your neighbor. Let us study this very wonderful exposition of the law, the Ten Commandments. In the Old Testament, it is given in the negative, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt love and respect only me, your God. Positive. Second is, thou shalt not make any graven image to worship me. Positively, you must love and respect me in the right worship. The third one, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Thou shalt love and respect my name. And the fourth one, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It is to love the Sabbath for worship and for rest. And the fifth commandment, honor thy father, thy mother, is that you must love God's representatives. Our parents have the trust from God to bring us up. That's why you must honor them, that we may have long life. Then we come to loving your neighbor. You must not kill. Thou shalt not kill. You must love your neighbor in regard to his body. Thou shalt not commit adultery. You must love your neighbor in regard to his chastity. Thou shalt not steal. You must love your neighbor in regard to his property. And then, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You must love your neighbor in regard to his reputation. And finally, thou shalt not covet. You must love your neighbor in respect to his prosperity, because in the coveting, a lot of things are mentioned, including his house, his wife, and whatever he has. And in fact, the Ten Commandments, positively taken or negatively, any thing about our behavior, anything about what we do, comes under the control, comes under the Ten Commandments. For example, thou shalt not smoke. It is not in the Bible, but it is governed by one of the Ten Commandments. It is, thou shalt not kill. It is said that every time you smoke, you lose 5 minutes of a life. You are destroying yourself. Thou shalt not gamble. It's not in the Bible. But every time we gamble, we are coveting our neighbor. Nobody wants to gamble and lose. Everybody wants to win. So thou shalt not covet. The Tenth Commandment. Thou shalt not womanize. It's not in the Bible, the word womanizing, but it is governed by the Seventh Commandment. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And so forth. How wonderful Jesus gives us a lesson on the power of the Ten Commandments, positively or negatively. And therefore we should learn this while the lawyer is silent, because Jesus quoted the two commandments: to love God with all our heart, to love a neighbor as ourselves. First of all, it's in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. And secondly, it's in Leviticus 19:18. Without reference to the scriptures, Jesus, being God, knows the Bible through and through. And right away he can give it to the lawyer. So that's why he is completely silent. Can puny man outwit God? He thought that he would catch Jesus, but Jesus catches him back. Now, suddenly Jesus asked them a question. You have been asking me questions. Let me ask you a question. And he said, who's Christ? Whose son is he? And they said, the son of David. Now, Christ is the son of David. How is it that David in spirit calls him Lord? The Lord said unto my Lord, God said unto my Lord, sit thou on thy right hand until I make thy enemies to be your footstool. If he calls him Lord, if David calls him Lord, then how is he Christ, his son? Jesus posed them a question, and they cannot answer. So from that time on, there was no more questions to outwit him. They were all silence. But they were not only silence. They were not only defeated. In trying to study how Jesus is indeed number one, He is God, I've discovered there are 22 times when Jesus take up puny man in their own craftiness. That is according to Job chapter 5 verse 13. Job says that God takes the wise in their own craftiness. They think they are very clever. But of course God seeks them out. And God brings them to the knowledge that it is impossible for them to outwit God, because they are human beings, but God is the one who knows everything. Praise the Lord. It is my understanding always to put God number one, to put Jesus number one. If we put Him number one and exalt Him, we can never be wrong. But that Jesus, but God will bless our ministry. Now if we ask a question, are there those that are like Pharisees today who rebel against Jesus? They would not believe Jesus is the Son of God. They quarrel with Jesus. You say you and the Father are one, making yourself equal with God. And that's the whole point. That we who believe in Him are so happy that He is the number two of the Holy Trinity. We ask the question, are there those like the Pharisees who rebel against Jesus today? Yes. They are the liberals and the modernists who do not believe the Bible to be God's word. It's mixed up with a lot of man's words. They take a very low view of the Bible. They do not believe in the virgin birth of Christ, the liberals and the modernists. They do not believe in His miracles. They do not believe in His blood atonement for our sins. They do not believe in His resurrection and His coming again to judge the world. By way of testimony, I was in under the ministry of the modernists while going to Anglo-Chinese school. All the missionaries were modernists. 4 years in the secondary school, and I never came to hear the gospel. All they taught us was to do good. There's no need of salvation, you're already saved. And then when I came to the senior Cambridge, my teacher in English was a Methodist bishop. And one day he was preaching in Sarawak, Kuching. And then it was reported to me by my friend. If you believe that the big fish swallowed Jonah, you can believe that that Jonah swallowed the big fish. To make fun of God's word. Well, not only the mountaineers. Satan can attack anyone of our ranks. Recently, well, it is over a year ago, my two assistant pastors, who are all my students, and they also teach in the Bible college. Suddenly, at the faculty meeting, they said, "We don't believe that the Bible is perfect, but that it has mistakes. But they don't, the mistakes don't touch the doctrine. Anyway, there are mistakes." That is a very subtle thing. Once you say the Bible has mistakes, then it is no more the perfect Word of God. So I came with an immediate rebuttal that all along the church has received the Bible to be 100% the perfect Word of God without any mistake. For this reason, we are withdrawn to worship here, because we cannot stay in life church and compromise with evil. How wonderful it will be if they, now they try to modify their position, but it is the same. They do not believe in a perfect Bible, 100% without any mistake. But our job is not to speak about them all the time. Many have come to worship here because you hear the Word of God preached, and you like the peace that God brings to you from His Word. This we will do, and continuing to preach from a perfect Word of God, 100% without any mistake, and you are sure to receive His salvation. You are sure to receive all the goodness that comes out of this preaching. Can puny man outwit God? Even those who criticize the Bible, they think they are clever, they think they know, but they do not know they have been misled by the wiles of Satan. May the Lord help us. Let us pray. O Lord, keep us in Thy love, that we may love Thee with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves. These are the two wonderful statements You made that silence the critics. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.